Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, I was the bearer of terrible news that the federal government's fiscal year 2016 financial report shows more than $137 trillion of debt and liabilities. This amount is almost seven times larger than what you see discussed by politicians and bureaucrats or reported by the regular media. As bad as that news is for the economy, not everything is wrong in America. Here is something that is going well. You are probably aware, for instance, that a typical grocery store only has enough merchandise on the premises to cover 3 days' worth of typical sales. If you think about it, gasoline stations have about the same amount of fuel in their underground tanks. Or, if you flip a light switch or turn on the furnace or air conditioner, you expect them to work immediately. In fact, they are so reliable that most people take this economic abundance for granted. If you are like many people, you probably haven't given a thought to what it took for these resources to be constantly available. But you should. For breakfast this morning, I ate some fresh grapes that were grown in Chile, thousands of miles away. Do you realize all that was involved to make that miracle possible? Someone or some business had to plan the growing of grapevines, arrange for their harvest, and get cash flow by selling them. Others were involved in transporting them in a fast and safe, yet cost-effective manner. These grapes were ultimately delivered to a merchant at a cost low enough that they could be offered to consumers at prices they were willing to pay. In trying to sell them to consumers, the merchant has to provide a store offering an attractive combination of selection, convenience, quality, and price sufficient to entice enough patronage to cover the costs of the merchandise, labor, facilities, marketing, utilities, other overhead, and hopefully leaving some amount for profit. This ready availability of the necessities and luxuries of life doesn't just happen by accident. Welcome to the free market. Come back tomorrow when I discuss how the free market functions as efficiently as it does, even though the process involves billions of voluntary decisions, here on the next edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.